message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
At the University of Missouri, faculty and students are working to improve our lives. People and their canine companions suffer from many of the same diseases, like cancer. The good news is that Mizzou researchers work with the National Cancer Institute and other organizations to offer new treatments. At MU, groundbreaking discoveries help both animals and humans. Mizzou, providing solutions for America's future since 1839. Visit missouri.edu to learn more.
On a winning team, players get the job done right the first time. At Helena Chemical Company, getting the job done right is the only job we have. During the growing season, we show customers how to grow stronger, more profitable crops with the Helena Acre, a production system that achieves higher yields and greater returns. A key product on the Helena Acre team is Coron, a foliar-applied controlled-release nitrogen that provides crops with weeks of nutrients when they need it most. To learn more, go to HelenaConnects.com.
It was a cold, dark night in the heart of the city. I had a hot tip on fast internet from CenturyLink. Speeds up to 10 meg, they said. I did a little digging around and found it was just $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. How'd they do it? You got me.
It's no mystery that CenturyLink has great internet. So call 855-744-FAST today. Services and offer not available in all areas. Residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
Take advantage of all remaining 2013 inventory while it lasts. Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Hurry in and get $5,000 off Altima SLs, $8,000 off Maxima SVs, and $5,000 off the Pathfinder Platinum model. Plus, get 0% financing for 60 months this month only. For total transparency and the most aggressive upfront pricing, go to WestCountyNissan.com today. Or in person just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
First take of the game is courtesy of First Bank, family owned and in Missouri for more than 100 years. First Bank, proud sponsor of Mizzou football. Chris Trevino live on the field with Coach Pinkle.
Okay, Brad, thanks very much. Gary Pinkle, you've been here a week. Now it's time to play a football game. Are you ready for this? This ought to be fun.
Yeah, it really will be. And I think our players have had a great time. I also think we've focused and done the right things to prepare. And now it's time to play football. And it's a great venue, and what a great bowl game. And see all the Mizzou fans all over the place here. It's awesome.
Oh, they're excited to see your team play. And I was kidding you. It's a long way from Kenmore High School in Akron, Ohio, where your illustrious football career started. But how proud you must be of yourself. And I know for you, more importantly, your football team, to be on a stage like this tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, it's my staff, my players, you know, and everybody that helps us, you know, win and do the things that we write things for kids and everything. It's great for our fans. It's great for the University of Missouri. So really, isn't about me at all. It's about all those other things that go with having success, in the BCS football.
What a venue this is. I know you've coached in some Rose Bowls, and what a beautiful setting that is. But in terms of a stadium right here, right now, wow.
Yeah, you can't describe it to anybody. You can't get on a cell phone. Hey, listen, I'm sending a couple pictures. I'm going to tell you about this. You can't do it. I've been to a lot of places in my long old career, and I'll tell you one thing, I've never seen anything like this. It's just what a great thing they got going here. And next year's national championship game in the new playoff system will actually be in this stadium.
Exactly, and even the Final Four in basketball between now and then in the spring. Coach, how do you balance the experience for your players of having a good time, which you said you want for them, to reward them, let them have fun, and now getting ready to play a really good football team in Oklahoma State in a major bowl game?
Well, both schools have the same challenge, you know, and that's what we work hard to do, you know. And you do it from past experiences. I talked to players about past bowl games, what seniors have told us, lessons that you learn. Ultimately, we've been a pretty good focused football team. You know, we played some big games this year.
I've noticed
a bunch of them. You know, and one of the biggest ones we played in, obviously, was the right to get to the championship game and playing Texas A&M for the SEC East. So, I think you gather from your experiences. You understand the importance of focus, and then you utilize the techniques that you're taught. And that's the only way you can play your best if you lock in and you give your 100% focus every player out there.
And if you step back for a minute, and I know you can't really be objective, but this could be a great college football game here tonight, Gary.
Well, I hope it'll be great as long as we win. So that's the only way it's going to be great. But we're playing a real good team. So just like all year, we played so many great teams this year. This is another one. And, you know, it's I really want to end this thing right for everybody, all the, you know, my coaches, the players, all the Mizzou fans. And, you know, we got to go do it, though. So that's you got to go make plays, and you got to, you know, you got to play good football.
Coach, thanks. And as much as you allow yourself to do it, enjoy the contest tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Gary Finkel. Guys, back to you, Brad.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. And I know Coach just said it. I've heard it a lot about how you can't describe the facility unless you're there. But describe the facility for us.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I've been so blessed in my little old life to have been to hundreds, now if not thousands, of stadiums. Never seen anything like this. I mean, Brad, it is a stadium that was built in 2009. That's when it opened. That was the first season, that fall season for the Cowboys in this building. At a cost of $1.2 billion, with a B, billion dollars, this stadium was constructed. They have a video board here, which is massive. Runs from one 20-yard line to the other 20-yard line. The video board itself, $35 million. That was the cost to construct the previous home of the Dallas Cowboys, Texas Stadium, back in 1970. The whole stadium was $35 million. This video board is $35 million within a $1.2 billion facilities. They have a lot of the same features of the previous stadium. You know, the opening, the retractable roof at the top. The joke, of course, was so God could look down and see his favorite team. The roof is closed tonight. It's closed usually about 75% of the time. It's only open about 25% of the time, weather permitting. It is a cool, breezy night here in Dallas as we move into the evening hours. But beautiful big windows on either end of the stadium to let light come in. So even though the roof is closed and it has a dome feeling, it's much lighter, certainly at these hours, than a dome would be. And just incredible. It holds about 80,000 for football in terms of the capacity tonight, but they could really get up to 100,000 in here with all the suites filled and all the standing room only seats taken. So it's just amazing. 350 in terms of the number of suites in this place. Many of them, fans will notice if they're watching tonight, ring around the field at field level. I don't know the great vantage point to see the game, but to get a feel for the game in the field, I'm going to have a lot of help with sideline reporters tonight, because these folks are sitting at field level, and then they actually have seats in the first three rows of stands above the field for those folks if they want to experience the suite atmosphere, that then get up and get a little bit better perspective a few rows up. So it's state-of-the-art, modern, and there's nowhere like it. And one final comment, a unique feature about this is the teams enter the field behind their respective benches at midfield. It's the only football stadium where the teams' locker rooms and tunnels to those locker rooms are not at the end of the field. These guys come in at the 50-yard line on either side, and Missouri's the home team here tonight. And fans in the club and suite area can literally look and call out to the guys and shake hands, I guess ask for autographs, so they probably won't be successful if they ask. But they're that close to the players, those privileged fans down in the club suite seating area. They come down the hallway from the locker room onto the field and to their respective benches. So a lot of unique modern features they have here. And all the signage is digitalized, so they don't have to cover up Dallas Cowboys signs or physically move things around. It's almost all digitalized in the Stadium Bowl and then around the concourses, just as modern and as incredibly impressive as can be. Frankly, a bit excessive, but what the heck? We're going to enjoy the excessiveness while we're here tonight, Brad.
Sounds like a plan. Chris Trevino, much more from him on the Tiger sidelines coming up later on. We go now to the drive of the game, brought to you by West County Nissan, Manchester Road in Baldwin, or online at westcountynissan.com. The play-by-play voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly, with us. Well, Mike, you heard Chris talk about that fancy scoreboard. Will you be looking at that for your play-by-play or the actual players on the field?
You know, what's interesting is we are located from the Missouri bench or the Missouri tunnel, which, Chris, a little inaccurate. They won't go through that middle thing at the 50. They'll actually come out of each end of the stadium. This is a stadium that sits east to west. And so we're actually across from the Missouri tunnel all the way at the opposite side, basically in the corner of the end zone is where our broadcast position is. And we're probably about probably eight levels up at this point in time. Higher than our vantage point at Furrow Field, but still a good vantage point. Put it this way, if you've been inside the stadium, if you can picture the stadium with the big video board that runs across almost the length of the field, and they've got the two video screens on the end, We are basically looking at the corner of one of those end video screens, and fortunately we've got video here in the booth as well. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, you plays over in the far corner, you're going to have to depend on that. Couple of notes about that big video screen. If you had a 55-inch flat-screen television, it would take you 2,000 of those to cover one side. And on the top of it, it says AT&T Stadium. Those letters look very small. They're actually 8 feet tall. And so just a couple of useless numbers for you as we begin things tonight.
Absolutely incredible. And staying with the theme of the facility here, going against what they normally do, from my understanding, Coach Pinkel and his staff electing to do many of the walkthroughs and practices during the week on the field, mainly so the players could get used to this kind of facility and used to the atmosphere. You think that was a pretty good idea?
Well, it was, and I was at most of the practices throughout the course of the week. The only practice I missed is, you know, the team traveled on Friday. They practiced on Saturday. I was in Raleigh, North Carolina last Saturday, then had a chance to see practices throughout the course of the week. And, you know, it makes sense because you eliminate the awe factor for the players when they walk onto the field, because they're used to it. They know what their locker room looks like. They've been out here several times throughout the course of the week, so they don't get caught up in the backdrop and the drama. And, you know, as Chris said, this is a very impressive facility. And so to be able to get in here and kind of, you know, get as calm as you possibly can, or as close to normal as you possibly can, very important for both teams.
We've been talking a lot about the history, obviously, with Oklahoma State. You have the Big 8 and Big 12 ties. They've had some really fun games in their past. But specifically this team, what about this 2013 and now 2014 Cowboys group should the Tigers be really concerned about?
Well, they're really good. That's the first thing. They're good on the offensive side of the football. Clint Schelf has come into his own. You know, he threw for 374 just, you know, a few games back when they beat Baylor. They've got the ability to run the football. They've got an offensive line that allowed the fewest number of sacks in the Big 12 this season. Defensively, they've got some great players. I mean, very opportunistic. Levy, the linebacker, is terrific. Gilbert, the cornerback, terrific. You know, he's got 6 interceptions on the season. They've got 20 interceptions as a team. They're just a really, really well-coached, fundamentally sound, good football team. And guess what? That's what you get when you win 10 games in any conference during the course of the season.
Mike Kelly, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to hearing much more from you coming up starting at 6 on the Shelter Insurance pregame show. Send your questions in now for Howard Richards on Twitter. Just use the hashtag AskHoward. He'll join us later in the show. You can follow the Tiger Tailgate on Twitter at Mizzou Radio. Much more coming up next. This is the Tiger Tailgate presented by St. Louis RV on the Tiger Network from Learfield Sports.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, proud sponsor of Missouri football. And if you need hardwood floors or like hardwood floors, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has a giant selection at deep discounted prices. Factory direct prices from Boardwalk Hardwood Floor. And in terms of selection, they've got it all. Now, installation classes and refinishing classes every week, along with tool rentals and hands-on help. That's Boardwalk Hardwood Floors in Crestwood, Manchester, and St. Peter's. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
There are things that are the same in all bars, but then there are things that make a bar unique. For example, Cousin Hugo's on Laclede Station Road. Sure, they have a great outside patio, great food, friendly service, and you can catch all the games you want to watch. But they also have marvelous weekly specials. And since Cousin Hugo's is located at the entrance of Rocket Park at Laclede Station Road, it's a great hangout after the game. Cousin Hugo's.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Having a Mizzou watch party? Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. G&W has over 30 varieties of sausage made right on site in South City. Visit the shop Wednesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
For more, go to gwsausage.com.
Kick off the season with a winning team by choosing Hackett Security to watch your home while you're watching the game. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly. Hackett Security has a system to meet every budget while adhering to strict installation and monitoring guidelines, good enough for the Department of Defense. They're a local Missouri company with on-site 24/7 monitoring. Who will be watching your home while you're watching the game? Hackett Security. We're looking out for you. Call 314-432-4200 or go to HackettSecurity.com.
Shetley Kart Supply can make your dreams come true. Shetley can solve all of your go-kart needs, from the brand new one you've always wanted to repairing the one you love. In business since 1990, Shetley Kart Supply is located in the heart of Kirkwood and carries the best brand names like Trailmaster and Hammerhead, and get $100 off all in-stock carts. So call Shetley Kart Supply at 276-2714 or view their awesome inventory at ShetleyKartSupply.com. That's ShetleyKartSupply.com. Let the games begin.
For more than 120 years, Jefferson Bank and Trust has been working with small business owners like you to build a winning team. At JBT, they are in touch with their past, with their eyes on the future. They provide the best service, along with the latest technology and loan products. At Jefferson Bank, you will talk to a person, not an automated attendant. So don't be penalized by high fees and impersonal service. Choose Jefferson Bank and Trust and be on the winning team. In St. Louis, Creve Coeur, O'Fallon, and Eureka. Online at jbt-stl.com.
M-I-Z!
JBT!
The Tigers play here on KTIS.
From the network studios of Learfield Sports, this is the College Scoreboard.
Good evening, everyone, and a happy new year across the great state of Missouri. I'm Brian Houseworth, live with you here from our Learfield studios in Jefferson City. And, folks, we've got a dandy for you coming up tonight. The AT&T Cotton Bowl from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Number 13, Oklahoma State, and number 8, Missouri. The 52nd meeting these two teams played in not only the Big 12, but also the old Big 8. The Cowboys 9-1. In their last 10 against current teams in the SEC, Oklahoma State has also won 11 of their last 12 in Texas. We'll kick it off tonight from AT&T Stadium with Mike, John, and Chris with the call. Coming up also tonight, Discover Orange Bowl. They'll kick it off tonight, 7:30 down on South Beach at Sun Life Stadium in Miami. Number 12 Clemson, number 7 Ohio State. Buckeye quarterback Braxton Miller, the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. 22 touchdown throws going up against Taj Boyd, the Clemson quarterback. 102 career touchdown throws. He is tied for 15th in major college history. Coming up tomorrow, the BBVA Compass Bowl. That'll be down at Legion Field in Birmingham. Vanderbilt and Houston, both teams coming in with a record of 8-4. The question, will James Franklin stay in Nashville? ESPN.com reporting today that Penn State has three targets for their coaching job, and according to the website, James Franklin is on that list. National championship game Monday night, number 1 Florida State and number 2 Auburn. The SEC right now, you heard Brad T talking about it, 5-2 in bowl games with several games to play. Big one last night, Ball State Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. What a job by Bobby Stoops and number 11 Oklahoma as they pound Alabama 45-31. Sooner quarterback Trevor Knight, 348 yards in this game. He had 4 touchdowns, a Sugar Bowl record, 32 pass completions in the game, 45-31 the final. Johnny Football, probably done at college according to reports. Number 20 A&M in the Chick-fil-A Bowl beating Duke 52-48. And in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, it was Baylor losing to Central Florida 52-42. Brad Trenago standing by with more coming up next. I'm Brian Houseworth, live at Learfield, and this is Mizzou Football from Learfield Sports.
In Columbia, there's only one place that truly captures the tradition of Missouri sports, and that's the world-famous Harpo's. Since 1971, Harpo's has been the destination for Mizzou football fans to reconnect with friends before, during, and after games. This year, a new tradition begins as Harpo's is the official tailgate headquarters for Mizzou away games, featuring Harpo's Hot Wings, voted best wings in Columbia, our new 120-inch big screen and 25 brand-new HD TVs, and of course, your favorite beverage in the iconic gold Harpo's cup.
I'm standing beside Truman the Tiger, who, I must say, looks a bit conspicuous. No? Well, I just assumed that this black and gold striped sidewalk was your handiwork. You could show your stripes with free Tiger checking. You'll get official Tiger checks, debit card, even 15% off at the Tiger Team Store. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? It's dark in here. Tiger Checking is the official checking of Mizzou Athletics. Look for the Dogwood logo or visit TigerChecking.com.
The University of Missouri is the perfect place to host exceptional events for groups of any size. The Clinton Club in Mizzou Arena is the perfect setting for an unforgettable event where you are sure to impress your guests. From wedding receptions and banquets to corporate meetings and reunions, our locations combined with award-winning cuisine from our chefs at Levy Restaurants will exceed your every expectation. Visit LevyRestaurants.com for details.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939.
This is the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly. Help protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It's your best defense against the flu. Annual vaccination against flu is recommended for all people 6 months of age and older, unless they have a condition or medical reason not to get the vaccine. Stay in the game. Get vaccinated and help us tackle the flu. To find a flu vaccine clinic near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Some Missouri families face tough times, but instead of working to fix our economy, some legislators are playing politics, pushing a so-called right-to-work law, and trying to weaken Missouri's prevailing wage law. These efforts are an attack on working people and do nothing to create jobs. We need our elected officials to stop targeting workers and start fixing our economy.
To find out more about protecting workers' rights in Missouri, go to goodbyewages.com and join the fight to protect working men and women in Missouri.
Back to the Tiger tailgate. That is your Mizzou football team flipping out as it learns about the Cotton Bowl swag that comes with this game. The video on GaryPinkle.com went viral a couple weeks ago. Check it out when you get a minute. It's pretty funny. Besides the iPad you just heard about, the players got to choose among options like a new watch and a sweet-looking recliner with built-in USB ports that I am insanely jealous about. Mizzou color analyst Howard Richards joins us now. Still time to submit your questions using the hashtag AskHoward on Twitter. Howard, what kind of bowl swag did you get back in the day?
Bowl swag? I think I got from the 70. First of all, Happy New Year.
Good Happy New Year to you too,
good
sir.
To hear from you. I think I have a holy t-shirt left over from the 1978 Liberty Bowl, which I refuse to get rid of. And I think there may be a $20, I couldn't even tell you the brand, watch someplace with the big M emblazoned on the face. And that's about it. I don't think there are any bags, no warm-ups, certainly no iPads, no shoes, none of that stuff. Apple TV, what is that? So I'm just as jealous as you are.
And Howard, you former Dallas Cowboy as well along the offensive line. A little bit different home for the version of the Cowboys these days.
This stadium is unbelievable. I mean, I've been here before. I was here for the 50th anniversary of the Dallas Cowboys a few years ago. But every time you walk into this place, I mean, you just look around in amazement. There's so much stimuli that you can't take it all in on one visit. And I think that's why it's such an attraction for people who come to Dallas to look at this place, you know, affectionately known as Jerry's World. I don't like that name, that moniker, but it's a pretty amazing place. It really is.
MU led the SEC in sacks. OSU led the Big 12 in terms of fewest sacks allowed. That may be the biggest strength-on-strength matchup in this game, don't you think?
Can you feed that, Brad? I'm sorry.
Oh, just talking about how Mizzou has been really successful getting to the quarterback this season, leads the SEC. Oklahoma State leads the Big 12 in terms of fewest sacks allowed, so that battle in the trenches is going to be really important.
Yeah, it should be. You know, Mizzou, of course, had 38 sacks on the season, and that is a tremendous feat in and of itself. And, you know, the Oklahoma State offensive line is very good. They play well together, do a good job in both run and pass protection. So it, of course, will be yet another challenge for the Tiger defense to show up tonight and play very, very well.
Question on Twitter, again, using the hashtag AskHoward for one more time this year. Chris wants to know, what's the biggest difference about bowl game preparation compared to just regular preparation you go through week to week?
Well, the simplest answer to that question is that you have more time. You have, I believe, 4 weeks or 3 or 4 weeks or something like that between the last game, the SEC championship, and this game. So, you know, you really have a lot of time to focus on your opponent. The players can really take a look at, over the course of several weeks, the their particular opponent that they will face. So you actually have more time to prepare for the teams that you that you're going to face, and from a you can get a lot of work in, and it's especially good for a lot of the backups to get prepared for, you know, this game and also going into spring practice. I mean, you get a chance to look at what they are capable of doing, and so the coaches really benefit a lot from the extra time of preparation, and I think it's a sort of a win-win situation for all involved.
Howard, we got to run, but it's been a pleasure talking with you throughout this season. Look forward to doing it again starting in August.
Absolutely, and yeah, I'm still smarting about losing to you with the picks.
Maybe next year.
Next year, hey, and just let people know that we're going to have a much more even playing field next year. I'm going to set the rules myself.
Mm. So, how's that even?
Because I'm doing it and you're not. That's why. Hey, anyway, hey, great talking to you, Brad. It was a great year, and look forward to next season.
Mizzou color analyst Howard Richards. Much more from him coming up later on. Tigers and Oklahoma State kicking off at about 7. We sneak a peek to the fall of 2014. Coming up next, this is the Tiger Tailgate presented by St. Louis RV on the Tiger Network from Learfield Sports.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of basement chic. Located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire, Basso is a sleek Italian gastropub with 32 beers on tap every day. Think massive island bar, cool underground vibe, and a great menu by St. Louis's only James Beard award-winning chef, Patrick Connolly. It's a great spot to meet up for lunch, happy hour, dinner, or late-night drinks. For reservations or more info on specials and events, visit basso-stl.com.
Hi, Jim Compton, Compton Roofing. I'd like to ask a question now. When has it ever been fun buying a new roof? That's what I thought. It's a necessity, a burden. There's nothing fun about it. But if you're dealing with a competent roofing company like Compton Roofing, it makes the burden a little easier. Compton Roofing has been in business for over 60 years, and we'd like to take this opportunity to ask you to call us should you have any roofing problems. We're honest people with honest answers. That's why it's important to deal with a competent roofing company, Compton Roofing. 314-427-5912 or ComptonRoofing.com.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit RightBath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
Hey, this is Tom Strive with Strive Electric Company. 15 years ago, when I got into the field, I had a dream. And that dream became reality in 2004 when the doors of Strive Electric opened. We started the company specializing in small residential service work, service upgrades, lighting, remodeling, and custom homes. When you're ready to join the tribe and go with Strive, please give us a call at 314-487-7474 or visit our website at StriveElectric.com.
The Mizzou Tiger Club's new monthly STL Tiger Talk lunches begin January 7th and will be held the first Tuesday of each month in 2014. Join Mizzou greats TJ Moe and Justin Gage on January 7th at the Jefferson Grill in Kirkwood. Cost is $20 per person and includes lunch. Reservations should be made by calling Kurt Sawyer at 314-401-8604. Go to MizzouTigersClubSTL.com for more information.
M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
The official cafe of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS is the Piccadilly of Manhattan. It's right on the corner of Piccadilly and Manhattan in South St. Louis. For that power lunch, for the lunch with friends you haven't seen in a while, or you just want to grab something quick, the Piccadilly of Manhattan is a great cafe. Been there for years. It's like going home again. Great food, great atmosphere, great fun. Piccadilly of Manhattan, the official cafe of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS, go Tigers.
Ad Council.
The Tigers play here on KTRS St. Louis.
Tiger tailgate rolling on. Cowboys and Tigers in the Cotton Bowl kicking off at about 7. Lots of ties between these two programs. Just a couple examples. Former Mizzou wideout Jason Ray was a captain on the 08 Cotton Bowl champion. He's now the receivers coach at Oklahoma State. And Josh Henson, who's had a tremendous year as Mizzou's offensive coordinator, was a player and tight ends coach for the Cowboys. We turn our attention briefly to the future of this program with our recruiting guru, Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. 32 current Mizzou players getting a bit of a homecoming tonight since they're Texas natives. Recruiting not as focused, Gabe, on the Lone Star State these days with the move to the SEC. So how does this game help bring in future Tigers?
It's interesting. I always hear people talk about how playing a bowl game is going to help recruiting in that area, and maybe it's true to some extent. I mean, the players could come out and see practice and all that this week, but to me, I mean, every game's on TV anyway. You know, a kid from Texas, he can go to Indiana or Michigan or New York or Florida or California, wherever he wants, and his family's going to be able to see him play. Now, it may help sell a little bit in that you can tell kids, hey, look, we're playing a bowl game. If you come here and we make the Cotton Bowl again, you're an hour away from home or whatever it is. But I personally think that part of it is a little bit overrated, if you want the truth.
We're just over a month away from probably your biggest day of the year, National Signing Day on February 5th. Let's not talk about specific players since they aren't official yet anyway, but if the Tigers get who you guys out there think they're expected to, will they be able to fill some holes that'll pop up on the depth chart after graduation?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think currently Missouri's class is, we have it ranked something like 29th or 30th in the country. With now the interesting slash scary part, depending on your point of view, is that's like 11th in the SEC. But the bottom line is, guess what? This staff has been winning for 5-6 years with kids that all the experts, and I use air quotes when I say that, didn't think we're that good anyway. So, you know, I mean, you can go round and round. Does the recruiting have to improve? Well, I don't know. It depends on who you trust. Do you trust the college coaches who have been doing this for 20 years? Or do you trust the guys that work for places like ours that rank these kids and put stars next to their names? Personally, I'll go ahead and trust the guy who seems to win 10 games every year, no matter what recruiting services think of his roster.
Gabe, am I crazy to think that Mizzou should be the 2014 SEC East favorite? It seems to me that there are logical replacements at every position where a guy is graduating, Matty Mock for James Franklin being an obvious example, but I think this Tigers team could be potentially right back here again next year.
They could be. I think, honestly, you have to put them in a kind of a three-team category with Georgia and South Carolina. I think one of those three teams will win the East. I'm not sure at this point any of us know enough about all three to necessarily say this team's the favorite. I mean, Georgia, we know they lose quite a bit, but bring a decent amount back. South Carolina, Bruce Ellington just declared that he was going pro today. Connor Shaw is gone. Missouri, listen, they have a lot of guys that are leaving. Now, it's easy for you or me to say, well, there's a logical replacement. But we know Missouri's roster a lot better than we know Georgia's or South Carolina's. So I'm sure those guys have kids that they think are going to take over as well. So I think those three teams, one of them will win the East. I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with any of them being picked first, but I wouldn't have a problem with any of them being picked third.
Big thank you to Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com joining us once again on the Tiger Tailgate. Also, a big thank you to our friends at St. Louis RV, the official RV dealer of Mizzou Athletics, the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in the state. They were our host site for all the Tiger home games throughout the season and really opened my eyes anyway to the potential you can get out of an RV with leather seats and seating and sleeping for 10 and all kinds of flat screens and crazy stuff in there. If you want to check that out, the largest selection again of new and pre-owned motorhomes in the state, 314-739-3939 or stlrv.net. More coming up. This is the Tiger Tailgate presented by St. Louis RV on the Tiger Network from Learfield Sports.
Shop the Tiger Team Store for officially licensed Mizzou gear and gifts. Whether it's fan fashion, a baby's first Tiger outfit, man cave accessories, or professional work attire, the Tiger Team Store has something for everyone in your Tiger family. Tiger Team Store is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Faro Field, and is also open at Mizzou Arena during home basketball games. Shop for your Mizzou style at mutigers.com or in person at the Tiger Team Store, the official store of Mizzou Athletics.
This is the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly. Help protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It's your best defense against the flu. Annual vaccination against flu is recommended for all people 6 months of age and older, unless they have a condition or medical reason not to get the vaccine. Stay in the game. Get vaccinated and help us tackle the flu. To find a flu vaccine clinic near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
It's a Tiger first down.
This season, Missouri corn farmers are helping fuel Mizzou first downs. Just as the Tigers power up to play each and every week, Missouri corn growers are helping fuel our lives each and every day. Today's corn and ethanol industries are generating quality jobs, millions of dollars in tax revenue for Missouri, and nutritious feed for livestock farmers. Missouri corn farmers, proud to fuel your Missouri Tigers.
Do you live and breathe college sports? Wish you could listen to the games anywhere you drive? Well, you're in luck, because at SiriusXM, we bring you the biggest college football and basketball action live all season long. Plus, with exclusive in-depth analysis, shows from legendary coaches, and live reports on College Sports Nation, SiriusXM is your college sports heaven. Welcome to the world of satellite radio. Find out more at SiriusXM.com.
A sports injury for a college athlete can be life-altering. So can an unexpected pregnancy. During my sophomore year at Mizzou, I became pregnant. It left me looking for people who truly cared about me. That's Vitae Foundation's mission, to inform you of local resources. There are options. I graduated from Mizzou and raised my child, knowing that there are people with positive solutions to life-altering situations. Learn about Vitae. Go to adsforlife.org.
Take advantage of all remaining 2013 inventory while it lasts. Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Hurry in and get $5,000 off Altima SLs, $8,000 off Maxima SVs, and $5,000 off the Pathfinder Platinum model. Plus, get 0% financing for 60 months this month only. For total transparency and the most aggressive upfront pricing, go to WestCountyNissan.com today. Or in person, just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin.
Mizzou and Oklahoma State, the Cotton Bowl, a little over an hour away from it. The last time the Tigers played in the Cotton Bowl, Tony Temple plowed his way to a record 281 yards and four touchdowns and a 38-7 win over Arkansas. That was on New Year's Day of 2008. Hey, college football to go. It's powered by Learfield Sports, a new app out now for your iPhone or Android device. With the app, you could listen to 50 live college football broadcasts through My Team Audio, including us. Get live stats and scores from every game. And when college football Saturdays return in August, check out End Zone Radio. Highlights from all the big games as they go out across the country, listening to key drives as they happen, plus up-to-the-minute news and exclusive interviews you won't want to miss. The College Football To Go app, available free from the iTunes App Store and Google Play from Learfield Sports. You'll hear them on the Casey's Halftime Show and the Insurance Group Wrap-Up Show tonight. Gary Link rejoins us along with former Mizzou player Curtis Gregory. Curtis, let's start with you. Mentioned a little bit already with Howard, one of the big matchups in this game, I think. Oklahoma State's offensive line, so good at keeping the quarterback upright, going against a Tiger defensive line that's very good at getting quarterbacks horizontal.
Yeah, and I think that is going to be the key matchup to the game, and talked about that earlier this week with some people, that if we can force Oklahoma to throw the ball, I think that's when our defense is at its best. You turn loose Coney Ealy, who in my opinion was the most consistent defensive end on this football team the entire year. You never heard him have the breakout games like Michael Sam did, but just every week he went to work and made something good happen. He had the two forced fumbles in the championship game, had a timely sack, and he just always showed up to play very big, very physical. So I like this game a lot if Missouri can force Oklahoma State to pass the ball.
I'm sure Mizzou fans have some worries about the run defense after allowing 545 yards on the ground against Auburn in the SEC championship game. Is that a legit concern for you, Curtis, or do you think Auburn was just a special case? Just one of those nights.
I think it's twofold. One of those nights, Missouri took some terrible angles tackling that night. Did not do a good job at tackling. But 545 yards of offense, we never seemed to do. You know, Mizzou got in some packages that worked to stop the Auburn run game, but then never got back out of it. I mean, if I found something that worked after getting torched for 330 yards after, you know, two quarters or two and a half quarters, I think I'd run that play every game until they did something to me on it, and then I'd still run it because it's what's done the best so far, but just never got out of it. And that's always been a big, big complaint about some Missouri staffs, is that they don't make good adjustments at halftime. So I'd really like to see this defense come out and just play good, solid football and go back to the staunch SEC defense that they were all season.
Gary, another great matchup tonight's on the outside. Wideout Doriel Green-Beckham. At least some tonight, we expect him to be lined up against Oklahoma State corner Justin Gilbert. Cowboys head coach Mike Gundy this week said, we're looking at two potential first-rounders there at some point. Would you agree?
Yeah, no question about it. DGB, what a year he's had. 6'6", more athletic than he's been in the past. Starting to run his routes a lot better. And yeah, Gilbert, as you mentioned, Brad, terrific player for them. The other thing, too, and Curtis and I talk about all the time, I think field position and special teams tonight will really be a difference in this game. Both of these teams have a field goal kicker that they're not real comfortable with. Oklahoma State, Ben Grogan, 10 out of 16. Andrew Baggett, 16 out of 23. And in bowl games, you just see coaches take more chances. So I think tonight, 4th and 2, 4th and 3, Curtis, a lot of times Gundy and Pinkel, I think they're going to go for it tonight, try to get 6 instead of the 3.
Well, we'll look forward to much more from Curtis Gregory and from Gary Link coming up later on here on the Cotton Bowl broadcast tonight. Mizzou faculty, scientists, physicians, and veterinarians aren't just studying cancer. They're gaining on it, helping people and animals live better lives. Share the pride. We'll wrap up the Tiger Tailgate next. We're presented by St. Louis RV, and we're live on the Tiger Network from Learfield Sports.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Having a Mizzou watch party? Serve only the best brats to your guests from G&W Meat. G&W has over 30 varieties of sausage made right on site in South City. Visit the shop Wednesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
For more, go to gwsausage.com.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522. Or ficstl.org.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Hi, I'm John Shea, here to tell you about a company I think a lot of listeners will find extremely useful. It's called Pitch It. Pitch It is a residential and commercial junk removal service. At Pitch It, their model is Pitch It and Forget It. Call Pitch It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It is a locally owned and operated handling and junk removal service. They're fast, friendly, reliable, and affordable. Their professionals will show up at your location so you don't have to move your unwanted items to the curb or to the porch. They'll do it. So give them a call, 314-932-1100. Or see their website at pitchit.us.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Choose your toppings. Choose your cheese. Choose the best. Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stuffspizza.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Mizzou Tigers. When a quarterback connects on a big play with a receiver, the results can be electric. The same can be said for the partnership between IBEW Local 1 Electricians and the National Electrical Contractor Association, St. Louis NECA, together known as the Electrical Connection. For over 100 years, the Electrical Connection has been the standard for excellence. When the need arises for electrical work of any kind, visit electricalconnection.org.
The Tigers play here on KTRS
St. Louis. Tiger Tailgate and Mizzou fans, reminder, you can catch the Tiger Radio Network and other SEC programming on Sirius XM Radio. We inch closer to kickoff between Mizzou and Oklahoma State at about 7 tonight, getting close to supper time, too, so check this out. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports senior wideout LaDainian Washington will play tonight despite battling, quote, an inflamed nerve that's developed on a bunion on top of his foot near his big toe. Hope that helps you with that New Year's resolution to push away from the dinner table. We're here to help. We're a full-service pregame show here on the Tiger Tailgate. Want to send out a big thank you to the folks that have been with us all season long on the program, Gary Lincoln, Curtis Gregory, you just heard from moments ago. You'll hear from them again at the half and with the insurance group wrap-up show. Of course, the Tiger broadcast team, Mike Kelly on the play-by-play, Howard Richards in the color commentary, Chris Trevino on the sidelines. Coach Pinkel has been generous with his time, too. Brian Houseworth back at Learfield. Gabe DeArmond tonight. Our on-site engineer all year has been Mike Mayfield. Chad Hampton has been helping us out back at Learfield headquarters. Big thanks to Harpo's and St. Louis RV for hosting us, too. We'll talk to you again on August 30th. I'm Brad Trenago saying happy birthday, Mom, and the Shelter Insurance pregame show is next. This is the Tiger Tailgate presented by St. Louis RV on the Tiger Network from Learfield Sports.
Fans across Missouri know when it's time to gear up for game day. You head into Rally House to find the biggest selection of Mizzou, Kansas City Chiefs, Blues, and Cardinals merchandise, and fashion wear for your other favorite teams like the Royals, the Rams, and all your favorite regional colleges. At Rally House, you'll find the most unique gifts to outfit your family, house, even your car, with products you won't even find anywhere else. Get into any of the Rally House locations in Columbia, St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and St. Joe.
This is the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly. Help protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It's your best defense against the flu. Annual vaccination against flu is recommended for all people 6 months of age and older, unless they have a condition or medical reason not to get the vaccine. Stay in the game. Get vaccinated and help us tackle the flu. To find a flu vaccine clinic near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Bud Light presents NFL Fan Dilemmas.
Should I put these Bud Lights on your tab?
Just supposed to get this round.
Whoa, interception!
But on my rounds, we play better. It's good luck when I buy just beers. But I don't want to buy just beers. He wouldn't even give me gum the other day.
What a shocking turn of events. Absolutely everything going right.
Yep, my tab.
It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light. For the NFL fans who do whatever it takes. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're in the market for a motorhome, you will not believe how luxurious and affordable they have become. These are not your grandfather's Winnebagos. St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We carry all the top name brands like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, and Tiffin. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216, O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939.
Mizzou football is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery.